You're listening to Siouxland Public Media. Coming up next, we're going to be going to Food for Thought. Here's a look at what's coming up this afternoon on The Takeaway at 3 o'clock.
44 men have held the office of the presidency. How have they changed it?
Presidents run not for the status quo. They run to change things. America changes. We have new challenges every day, and some of the old challenges have new causes.
A look at the evolution of the executive. That's next time on The Takeaway's Politics with Amy Walter from WNYC and PRI.
Tune in to The Takeaway this afternoon. It begins at 3 o'clock here on Siouxland Public Media.
About 50,000 people a year die of opioid overdoses. Why then might a new drug to treat addiction be blocked from the market until 2024?
We are deemed safe and effective by FDA, but we are unable to make the product available to patients during this crisis.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. That story this afternoon on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered this afternoon. It begins at 4 o'clock here on All Things Considered. But coming up next, we're going to be going to Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. I am your host, Adrian Colbo, and today I get to sit down again with my friend Jennifer Hart with the Siouxland, the Food Bank of Siouxland. She is the development director over there. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. So good to be back.
Well, today we are talking about a couple of your main fundraisers and ways to contribute to the Food Bank of Siouxland. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about what the Food Bank of Siouxland does and all the people that it serves.
Well, the Food Bank of Siouxland is distributing 2 million pounds of over 2 million pounds of food every year to the community. We actually serve 11 counties, so we go all the way up to Lyon County, over to Cherokee. We have 3 counties in Nebraska, so we have a large service area, and we try to serve over 25,000 food insecure individuals in our community, and of that, nearly 11,000 of those are hungry children. So it is a large population from individuals that are struggling just to make ends meet. They may be having 2 or 3 jobs, but other expenses just has them struggling, to veterans and others that are needing assistance. Mm.
The way, and it's no secret that, you know, I love having you on and having representatives of the food bank on, because the way I understand it is when you start to think about a bank, you just think of this like storehouse of food, right? But there are all these smaller pantries and little kind of arterial networks that depend upon the food bank.
Correct. So what a food bank is, it's really a warehouse. Mm. So we are a large facility. We don't serve individuals in our building because everything is in bulk. That allows us to work with our partners to get really good value products in and get it into the smaller pantries. So being a warehouse, we're able to get a semi-truck full of meat from Tyson Foods, say, or a truckload of fresh milk from Dean's up in Lamar's. And then we're able to disperse that to our about 100 pantries and food organizations that we work with that will directly serve the individuals. And we also have a 3 direct service programs as well, and those are kind of growing, including our mobile pantry program where we take food out into the community to those rural communities because, you know, the United States is not really a lack of food that we struggle with. It's the access to the food. So whether that's someone struggling with access to their funds or even location, you talk about rural communities and just being able to have access to food and access to food they can afford can be a struggle.
Right. And so much of the food that is grown in Iowa is sent elsewhere.
Correct.
And so it's kind of that, we've talked about this before, as being kind of a food desert in a way.
Yes, it is. And there's lots of pockets of food deserts as well. One thing regarding that we've seen an increase in is due to the trade wars, there's some product coming in that's trade mitigation product. Mm. So it's a commodity type product, but it's trade mitigation. So the government's actually purchasing good quality meats and other produce and other items. In fact, we just got a bunch of oranges in today that we're able to distribute because of that trade mitigation product.
Okay. So trying to kind of make up for the deficit in what we're able to sell elsewhere.
Correct.
Okay. So that's in turn coming back and actually helping to fortify your supplies.
Yes, and it's wonderful because not only is it a donation of food, but as part of that process, we also receive a little bit of funds to help us cover the overhead of bringing that food in and getting it redistributed out. Doesn't cover the whole thing. It's a large operation, and freezers and coolers take a lot to heat and run, and the trucks on the road. So
sure. So it really is, with the Food Bank of Siouxland, it really is a matter of capacity. You have the capacity to receive these large shipments and keep them fresh until smaller, more community-based operations are able to take delivery of this and then get it out to the people in need.
Correct. Yes, definitely. And we have a large warehouse. We always have volunteers that we are in need of to come out and help us with various activities in the warehouse. But yes, that a food bank is all about being able to have the resources to be able to bring in those large product donations. And that's where you often hear the saying that for every dollar the food bank raises, we're able to acquire 13 pounds of food. It's because of all of those resources that we have, we can bring together working with large suppliers that are donating. Or now we have, I think it's like over 30% of our product is purchased just to kind of make up and make sure we're getting the healthy product out into the community.
And it's no secret. I mean, I love that calculation. I always sit here on the air and pull my calculator out.
He's crunching numbers the whole time.
I love playing with that that number of $1 turning into 13 pounds of food and what that actually means for some of the efforts that you are trying to pull off, you know, with your fundraising, the run walk bike that we're going to talk about here, as well as your golf tournament that we're going to talk about as well. If a $50 commitment or donation to the Food Bank of Siouxland turns into 650 pounds of food.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? Think right. about what you could get if you took $50 into the grocery store. Right. Maybe a bag full or so. That's about it.
Yeah, definitely would need a trailer for it. Okay, so that kind of puts everything in context in terms of, just how important the Food Bank of Siouxland really is and how lucky we are to have this in our community serving those in need. Let's talk about the Run Walk Bike. It's an annual event out at Adams Nature Preserve. Tell us about the date and all the happenings there.
Great. It's our Leader of the Pack event, and we kind of tag it the Hunger Games. It's a fun event that started as just a run and walk, and now we've added cycling thanks to the Siouxland Cyclists who we've partnered with. So last year we added some more bike rides, and we added a 15K. And it's all out at Adams Homestead, which most people know is a gorgeous place to be in the first place. It's taking place on Saturday, June 22nd, so there's an opportunity to do a 5K or a 15K run. Those are both timed and we'll have prizes for different age categories there. There's also an opportunity to do a walk. We have bike rides that you can either do outside the park on the road, or there's a smaller 10K bike ride inside the park. And then new this year, we're doing a combo cycle bike type thing where you can go off on the road and do a 16.2 mile bike ride and then come in and do a 5K run inside the park.
So it's kind of like a mini or a micro try.
Yeah, something
without, like that. Without the swimming. I guess you could go for a swim afterwards if you wanted
Maybe,
to as well.
Especially if it keeps raining. Yeah. But it's a fun event. And also, thanks to our supporters and our sponsors, we do a kids' fun 1K run bike event. And another nice thing is we get volunteers that come out. So even if you bring the whole family, it's a fundraiser, but it's a friend raiser, and it's an awareness raiser about the needs in our community. And mom and dad or grandma and grandpa can bring the kids can do the fun run, but then the adults can go out and do their event because we have volunteers helping us with the kids and doing fun lawn or hunger game activities and playing on their new playground. They have a wonderful new play set out there as well. So there's opportunity for both the kids and the adults to participate.
And really just a come-as-you-are event, right?
It is.
Wake up that morning, Roll out of bed, just get there, and there'll be something there for everyone.
Yeah, there's activities, and if you don't decide to do an activity, you can still come join us. We'll be selling Blue Bunny ice cream. CrossFit Bayo is coming back again.
Yeah.
And they're doing fitness challenges, which are always fun activities to see what you can do. Test out those planks and any other, I don't know what they're doing over there. But
I don't do too many planks. Unless there's salmon involved, I'll do some planks. Yeah,
but it's definitely a fun event. We do ask that you try to pre-register by June 10th so that we can get our t-shirts in. If you pre-register by June 10th, you will get a free t-shirt. You'll get a ticket to participate in the pick a prize drawing, which of course you can buy more tickets when you're there. But of course, those last minute calls, feel free to roll out of bed and come on over. That's good too.
So get registered by June 10th, right?
Get registered by June 10th, and you can do that online through Get Me Registered. We also have just formed a partnership with the Sioux City Journal's online ticketing program. So you can go to scjtix.com and register online there too. So it's an easy way to register and get involved.
And if you're having an issue, if you normally deal with Facebook, you can probably just find Siouxland Food Bank, Food Bank of Siouxland, rather, on Facebook, and then you'll have all the links and everything there for
registering. Yep, we have events on Facebook, and please spread the word. So even if you are unable to participate, one, you can make a donation to the event still, but you can also share the event and spread the word for us, because it's all about getting it out into the network, into the community.
And always opportunities for volunteership and things like that, right? I mean, can people connect with the Food Bank of Siouxland on Facebook and kind of reach out for that if they wanted to volunteer, maybe at the warehouse or at this event?
Yes, we are always in need of volunteers on site and then at these events. This event, we do need a lot of volunteers to kind of help maneuver those trails out at Adams. We also are listed on Volunteer Siouxland volunteer sites too, so you can sign up there or by calling or emailing us or going through Facebook.
Wonderful. And then you mentioned a couple of the sponsors of the event. Who else is really partnering with you to make sure this thing goes off without a hitch?
Well, Siouxland Cyclist, as I mentioned, is back. KCAU9 is doing some great promo for us, which is great. They're our media sponsor. Woodhouse Auto Family is back. Interstate Mechanical, Metal Specialists, CB CrossFit Bayo, Profile Sanford, Cenos, Unity Point, United Healthcare, Manly and Obink Chiropractic, AC&R Specialists, Thorpe and Company. We have a lot of people coming together to really support the event. Shields has donated a bunch of gift certificates, so we have wonderful prizes. I think the top one is a $50 gift certificate to Shields, which is kind of a nice thing too.
Yeah, everyone can use that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the spiel here is for every $10, it's 130 pounds of food. So even someone who you know might not have a lot to offer, when tied into the Siouxland, the Food Bank of Siouxland, can really make a difference. So, and you've got record numbers this year, right?
Yes, we do. The food bank actually has broke our record for food distribution in February. We had over 240,000 pounds of food distributed in 1 month. So not only did it break a record, but you're talking February, which is the shortest month of the year. Plus, we had a holiday, a day off. We were that month. So it was really amazing. Then we came up in March and we broke a record as the second largest month with just over 236,000 pounds of delivery. So April, we were nervous and we actually came out right in the middle at just over 238,000 pounds of food delivered, which, you know, some people say, why is that happening? We have a better economy. People are saying they're working. There's many factors that come into play. A lot of people are still receiving minimum wage, which depending on the size of their family, even if they work a couple jobs, it doesn't make ends meet,
sure,
especially if they're trying to get foods in their system that are going to keep them healthy and not just the ramen noodles or the canned corn. And another thing is, because of donations, we had an expansion project to have a new freezer and cooler. We are able to get foods in that are more healthy. So produce, proteins, frozen meats. And those are the things that are needed by the people out in the community that are struggling. And so we're able to distribute more of that to them.
Well, that's just wonderful. That's awesome to hear. And congratulations.
Thank you. We're a little exhausted, but we're getting by.
Well, neat. Okay. So for those just tuning in, we're sitting down with Jennifer Hart today. She's the development director at the Food Bank of Siouxland, back on the program live here in studio. Okay. So your next event this summer is a golf tournament.
Yep,
I know. This is a long-running golf tournament, but I don't think we've had you on the program to talk about this event, so a lot of this is going to be new to me.
Yes, this is actually our 16th year running the golf event, and we haven't ever done a lot of publicity on it because it's always sold out. But this year, we're trying to expand a little bit more. We're trying to add a few more teams, still making it manageable and fun for all without dragging on all day, and really trying to boost those sponsorships as a great way to encourage people to support the food bank and get their name out there as well. So this year's golf event, it's pretty much usually held the first Monday in August. So it's August 5th this year, out at Whispering Creek. So a gorgeous golf course.
And a great date as well.
That's right.
For weather, right?
Yes. Let's.
Fingers crossed, right?
What do I need to do for that? And we have a great partnership. Wells Enterprises is our title sponsor, so they're presenting this event. And Premier Bank Card is back as our Eagle sponsor, so great support, leading support on that. And those two companies are really encouraging people to come out and help us and support us.
So there's a lot of golf tournaments throughout the summer.
Yes, sir.
And for those that love to golf, that's not an issue. But for this tournament, it's a scramble, right? So it's a best ball tournament and shotgun start and all that stuff. Give us the full scoop on this. It's been going on for 16 years. What kind of culture is it? Is it totally, you know, do you have to be a pro golfer to come out and hang out with you guys?
Well, there's a few that might be a little cutthroat, but most of the folks out there want to have fun, and they're there to support the food bank. Mm-hmm. And we pride ourselves on keeping it somewhat small, so it's not, people aren't tied up all evening long. It's 11 o'clock is registration, noon's the start. We're doing a box lunch this year, which is new, and that's included in the registration. And then we're usually eating dinner around 5 o'clock, 5:30, and done by 6:30 or so. So it's not a real late evening, but like I said, we do have a lot of fun. The dinner is sponsored by Security National Bank, and we get it through Hy-Vee. So it's a good dinner, and we have tons of prizes. We do a little pick a prize drawing as well that you can participate in, but there's I think there's 18 to 25 prizes that we give away that day, and they're good stuff.
And with most of these prizes and the golf and some of these other things that are likely donated, right? I mean, these are...
Yes, the food bank really prides itself on its events and the low cost, the amount we pay out. Mm-hmm. Now, the value of the in-kind stuff that comes in is huge,
right.
But the cost to us is very minimal. We pay a slight fee to Whispering Creek for the golfers, but otherwise everything's donated. So yes, please give me a call and donate some items, sign up for sponsorships and all of that sort of thing.
So with four players on a team, it's $125 for a player, right?
Yep.
You get the full 18 holes of golf.
Yep.
You get dinner, you get the raffle, you get social stuff. Yeah, there's prizes you can win.
And lunch this year, too.
And lunch this year, too. So I did the calculation because I'm Mr. Calculator here. And for my $125, that's 1,625 pounds of food.
Yep.
So that's a pretty impressive amount of food and good that you can do in the community.
Right. And you can get together a team of four friends and just put together a team. Or get your company to sponsor the event and do that. For $500, they can have a team out on the field and do some networking as well. So a lot of great companies. We usually have about 22 teams, but we're looking to up that to about 28 teams. So it would be really great to have it full again with our new numbers.
Well, for those of us that have options when it comes to food and what we put on our plate, and we like to talk about food and play around with it. And it's not something that we really worry about. It's sometimes hard to convey, but I think that the Food Bank of Siouxland is doing amazing work in Siouxland and the surrounding areas. And for these two events, definitely get out, get in contact on Facebook. And what's the website again?
Siouxlandfoodbank.org, O-R-G.
Okay. And how do people get in contact with you directly to talk about these things? If there's any questions.
Please give me a call, 712-255-9741.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, always a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you very much. I hope to see you and everybody else out on June 22nd at Adams Homestead.
And I'm sure there'll be information about the golf tournament there at Adams Nature Preserve, too.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. Well, Jennifer, thanks so much again for coming on the program. For Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media, my name is Adrian Colbo. Tune in every Friday, just a little bit after the news. We'll have another program waiting for you. And until then, we'll see you soon.